devil's advocates. Because freedom.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Happier Friday Happy Hour. And I'm happy to tell you all, hey, we got a fine guest. She's stuck around Milwaukee County Corporate Council, our good friend and colleague, Maggie Dawn, and also Friday Night Live. If you didn't know, we're broadcasting the Friday Night Live each Friday during the summer, except they take the fourth weekend off. So not Friday the 1st, but don't hold that against Crudy. All the other Fridays, we're broadcasting Friday Night Live right here on the Shaw. And later, 9 o'clock at night in Madison, because we have In Pursuit of Sunshine on the radio going out live at 7, and Native Roots will play at its normal time in Madison, but we're partying in the Shaw, and we're partying with Maggie Dawn. Maggie, appreciate you sticking around. Our buddy Pat Kreitlow just stole a little of my thunder. Paul Ryan did get name-checked in the January 6th hearing yesterday, and name-checked because he called what the former vice president said, hey, if you didn't know, Mike, you really can't steal the election. That's not kosher, sir. So your impression, A, are either Paul Ryan or Mike Pence heroes here? Or are they just slightly less despicable than Donald Trump? Because they, you know, in all reality, Mike Pence just didn't have the courage. And finally, Dan Quayle said, ah, man, you know, if you're still looking for an opinion from Dan Quayle after Paul Ryan, after the attorney Luttig, federal judge Luttig, I mean, Paul Ryan had his counsel Mark Jacobs saying you can't do it. Everyone said you can't do it. And he still called Dan Quayle and said, can I do it, Dan?
You know, by the way, Mark Jacobs is a handbag and clothing designer. Pence's lawyer's Greg Jacobs.
Same. Come on, it's Friday afternoon, sister. That's why we brought you on.
How many people does Mike Pence need to tell him that, like, you shouldn't commit treason and this is all garbage? I have been adjacent to this phenomenon before, which when someone is under an incredible amount of political pressure, they may very well know what the answer is, right? And they, yep, we can't do that, or yes, we have to do this. But they want to surround themselves with enough other experts to sort of insulate from the person or the entity or the lobby that's applying the pressure. I can see that Mike Pence may have been doing this a bit, and that he wanted folks that were purely political operators on the conservative end of the spectrum so he could say to Trump and all of his mindless minions, hey, look at all these people I asked, and they're all really good Republicans, and they're all down for the cause, and they all said that I couldn't do it. But again, you know, Greg Jacobs was telling Pence this and had to actually spell out, not only will you, if the Supreme Court picked up this issue, not only would you lose 9-0, if the Supreme Court declined to take the case, Mike, if you did this, you would set up a constitutional showdown between Congress and the White House with no available or apparent means to settle that dispute other than violence. That actually had to be explained to the vice president. In other words, what he was saying is, don't expect the Supreme Court to save you from your own dumb decision making. You have to stand up and do the right thing.
Maggie Dawn, I'm sorry to interrupt. Maggie Dawn, our fine guest. Maggie, let me ask you. Greg, don't call him Mark Jacobs. Apparently, the former vice president's counsel did give testimony yesterday. And what he said was effectively, after all the things that happened at the Capitol and Pence wouldn't get in the car and all the different testimony we heard, what I took away from that is Trump never called Pence or Karen Pence. Mother was there as well. Pence had his family in the room and still wouldn't get in the limousine, still didn't trust what the motive was to take him from the Capitol complex. So he was there in the same building where they were chanting, hang Mike Pence. And despite all that, and of course, we now know the sentiment, Trump was probably back at the White House chanting, hang Mike Pence. But Trump never called Pence, never checked on him after the fact. And that apparently bothers even the white-haired, fly-loving Mike Pence.
The absolute psychologically compromised obsession with self that is Donald Trump, right? Next to narcissism in the dictionary is like a picture of him, right? That in this moment, you would think that the president and the vice president might need to talk. Like, nope, doesn't happen. And the fact that these rioters, these insurrectionists, were mere feet from the vice president at certain moments in time. And on top of that, that Vice President Pence was the one that had to call the National Guard and the military. You can just envision the great orange idiot, like, cheering at the screen. We all know that's exactly what happened. Truly frightening. But no, Mike Pence is no hero. It's sort of like, yeah, getting a C in civics, you know, like understanding that you can't actually overturn the will of 78 million voters. Like, that doesn't earn you cred. That earns you thank you for not committing treason. You fulfilled your oath as the vice president of the United States, which should have been ministerial and perfunctory, right? This should have been not a big deal.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, friend of ours and a woman of influence. Maggie, perhaps we'll get there in just a moment. I want to get to former White House Attorney Eric Hirschman. They played testimony from him yesterday, and he, you know, testified about his conversation with Eastman and regarding this plot. Are you out of your effing mind? I was pretty blunt. You're completely crazy. You're going to turn around and tell 78 million people in this country that your theory is this is how you're going to invalidate their votes because you think the election was stolen? They're not going to tolerate that. You're going to cause riots in the streets. And Eastman's response, he said words to the effect of, there's been violence in the history of our country in order to protect the democracy or to protect the republic. So not only did Eastman know, as the testimony has shown, that this was wrong, illegal, fraudulent, you know, whatever, he was also willing apparently to accept violence in the streets. And of course, that's exactly what we have, violence. People died, right? So I guess from a prosecution standpoint, Maggie, I mean, what else are we looking for to prosecute?
Right? So typically, you can be charged for felony murder, even if you weren't the one that pulled the trigger, right? If a reasonable potential consequence of your actions, the affirmative steps that you did take, is that someone dies, you can be charged with felony murder. Guess what, John Eastman? Hirschman was right when he told you to get a damn good criminal defense lawyer. Yeah, I think charge Eastman for felony murder under some federal statute. I mean, this is how extraordinarily screwed up this was. Eastman was admitting in December that he knew that this was illegal, that this, like, thinly sourced, barely any legal citations memo that got circulated amongst the crazed MAGA crowd couldn't meet constitutional muster. He admitted it before January 6th to Eastman that he would lose before the Supreme Court if they would take it up 9-0. And yet he still was forwarding these arguments. I mean, that is absolutely bananas. The guy clearly committed crimes. And I think the fact that he asked for a pardon clearly shows you want the technical legal jargon? It evinces a consciousness of guilt. Yep, we're done here. I want the list of Congress people that asked for pardons, because you people should be criminally prosecuted too. Mark Meadows, you as well. Chief of Staff,
you committed a crime.
McCarthy, MTG. I'm looking at you, Lauren Boebert. Where's Mr. Shirtsleeves Jim Jordan when you want to see him? Which is in shackles, pulled before a federal court. Lock him up.
Maggie Dawn, I got to ask you, John Eastman, the guy that's been featured, this coup plotter, he was in Wisconsin in April of this year, 2022, and he's still putting pressure on the elected Republican, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, came to town to tell Robin Voss, you can still decertify the 2020 elections. Eastman's still plotting it. Earlier today, Donald Trump effectively almost said, hang Mike Pence from the stage. The coup plot is still active. So am I being hyperbolic?
It's continuing criminal activity. You know, it's sort of, there's a little bit of, well, clearly I can't be committing a crime because I'm doing it in the middle of Main Street, right? Like, I'm doing it out in the open, so it's not criminal. No, it's still criminal. You just have a bunch of idiot Americans that don't want to hear truth. It's sort of like a collective amnesia slash stupidity that's going on. It's just one of the most civically irresponsible, immoral moments of time for all of those that believe and are purporting to support this continuing line of garbage. And take it from not me or you guys, take it from Judge Luddick, who calls it an immoral war, that the people that are forwarding these arguments are not only committing a crime against democracy, it is immoral. He's getting to a level in his testimony that really, really hammers these points home. And I don't have a lot of respect for the Hirschmans or the Greg Jacobs. These were the same
people. Are you sure it's not Mark?
These are the same lawyers that effectively allowed this to foment for a long time, right? And then all of a sudden, when the really bad thing happens, they're like, well, actually, don't say that, don't do that. They're all trying to save their own reputations, but make no mistake, a whole bunch of these lawyers are back colluding with Republicans and conservatives, trying to get these people elected on similarly disingenuous, lie-filled garbage platforms that got us here in the first place. This complete division within our country, that starts with Nixon and Reagan, right? That is where these seeds of us versus them, good versus evil, the morality, the judgment that overlays someone who may disagree with you, that's where that started. And as put by Judge Luddick, this is the point. Though disinclined for the moment, as a political matter of fact, only the party that instigated this war over our democracy can bring an end to that war. That is from a Republican pointing at all other Republicans and saying, this is your fault, you did this, and you better solve it.
Maggie Dunn, okay, you've sold me. You're a hell of a litigator. You're doing a great job. But have you sold the silent majority, as Nixon would call them? Have you moved the needle? Talking about the J6 committee. Now, I know Fox News is not covering at least the primetime hearings. Apparently, they have started covering the daytime hearings. I think I shamed them. I think I guilted them into it. But Maggie Dawn, do you think the hearings are moving the needle of the electorate?
I think Republicans have to be grappling with the fact that there are some independents that will watch this, that will read coverage of it. And frankly, the highlight reels from these hearings are awful, right? Like, for the first time,
awfully good,
and reasonable people actually are given good soundbite material, right? Like, that is winning the argument. Fox News not running it and going completely opinion, commercial free for the entirety of the first inning hearing tells you that they are worried that this will change people's minds.
You know, some of us think that's real BS, Maggie Dunn. But we appreciate you coming around. You're going to stick around for the last one.
Yeah, we got some Gableman. You got a minute, Maggie? We got to get...
For Justice Gableman, I sure do, Dom.
Most excellent. We are the Devil's Advocates. It is a Friday. We are airing our grievances with our pal, Maggie Dawn. We know we got some callers. So we're going to get to Gableman on the next segment and perhaps some of your calls as well. 844-967-2789. And I think Maggie's coming down with a coin to buy me a birthday drink. Look forward to that. Folks, come back. One last segment. We'll be right back.
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay?
My allegiance is to the Republic, to democracy!
If you're not with me, then you're my enemy.
Get over it.